Hello, this is Aniko Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I will be reading to you from the 2018 revised version of the Independent Living Reference and Resource Notebook from the North Carolina Division of Services for the Blind. We will begin our next section, Section 9, Hearing Loss. Environmental barriers to communication, background noise, poor lighting conditions, poor room acoustics, distance from source of sound, distractions, inadequate ventilation, interfering objects, poor angle of vision, seating arrangement prevents seeing speaker's face or faces. Lack of assistive listening systems. Lack of alerting devices. Failure to use visual aids, such as overheads or blackboards. Illegible visual aids. Communication tips for people who are hard of hearing. Pick a well-lit, quiet place to communicate. Tell others how best to communicate. Pay attention. Plan ahead. Look for visual cues. Give the speaker feedback. Reconfirm important points. Take frequent breaks. Stay in the same room with the speaker. Set realistic expectations. Do not bluff. Be patient and positive. Tips for communicating with people who are hard of hearing. Before speaking, get the listener's attention. Do not hide your face. Remove objects from the mouth. Speak clearly at a moderate rate of speed. Use facial expressions. Do not shout. Avoid noise areas. Stay in the same room with the listener. Reconfirm important information. Rephrase if the message is misunderstood. When in doubt, ask what to do to improve communication. Be patient and positive. Guidelines for listeners who are hard of hearing. Pick the best spot to communicate by avoiding areas that are poorly lit and noisy. Anticipate difficult situations and plan how to minimize problems. Tell others how to best talk to you. Pay attention to the speaker. Look for visual clues to what is being said. Ask for key words to be written if needed. Let the speaker know what you heard by repeating what you understood. Do not bluff. Let the other person or persons know if you did not understand them or need the message repeated. Arrange for frequent breaks if discussions or meetings are long. Provide feedback to speakers about how well they are communicating. Try not to interrupt too often. Set realistic goals about what you can expect to understand. Problem situations for hard-of-hearing people. Trying to listen in a moving car. Listening in a large group situation. Following conversations when there are multiple speakers. Understanding in medical situations. Understanding people who are looking away while talking. People misinterpreting my failure to understand them. Dancing and talking. Understanding police officers when stopped for a violation. Understanding conversation while walking outdoors. Understanding someone talking on the TV or radio. Understanding conversation at family meals during holidays. Understanding over the telephone. Understanding someone talking from another room. Difficulty seeing speaker's face in poor light. Understanding a person whose speech is not clear. Person talking to me and I am not aware of it.